Greetings once again, geeks and gamers, and welcome to another episode of Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast. This is episode number 5, The Search for Martha. When we left our adventures at the end of episode 4, they were dealing with the aftermath of the goblin raid on Stonehaven. Getting some information, they discovered the Earth Crystal had been stolen from town, and one of the local shopkeep's daughters, Martha, had been kidnapped. The group got together, talked it over, and decided to go search for the kidnapped girl. That's where we pick up this episode, geeks. Enjoy the game.
Okay. Unless anybody else needs something. Everybody good? We're good. I'm going to bring my donkey in tow. I have a donkey with a pack saddle carrying all my stuff.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows. He doesn't have a name. His name is Donkey.
Oh. That's original, man.
It's a very original. Donkey!
Donkey.
Carry all my uniforms.
Why do you need more than one uniform?
From disguises. Well, not anymore. With one magical item, the DM totally ruined my entire donkey and pack saddle thing. But that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That
No, I am not complaining. I am in no way complaining about the first magical item of the game.
Oh, incidentally, Jeffrey does expect you to get that back.
Oh, does he now? We'll see, Jeffrey. Did I?
You explicitly said you'd give it back.
Yeah,
well,
he'll give it back.
What I say and what I do will matter when I say it. And when I do it.
Can you remind me what everybody's alignment is?
Mine's neutral.
True neutral?
True neutral.
All right.
That's why I'm in it for the money. Neutral. I could give a damn about true this neutral. Earth crystal.
That's just regular neutral. That's all a Druid can be. All
right.
Yeah. Well, you can be any kind of neutral, but yeah.
You can be like lawful neutral. Or chaotic.
Right, yeah.
So. What's your alignment?
Lawful neutral.
Okay, and your alignment?
You should be a ninja.
Ninja?
No.
I thought you said ninja too.
It's like, I'm a ninja alignment. Shh.
Well, I couldn't get the N out.
Good versus evil essentially means that good, you like try to help people, you try to defend the defenseless. Evil,
yeah.
You're a dick. Pretty
yeah.
Yeah. Neutral is between that.
And then
mostly it's you looking out for number one. I mean, you do
pretty
good.
Much.
You do good when you can.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I guess
yeah.
Neutral.
You don't go out of your way.
My neutral is whatever happens to be what I'm into at that moment.
Dull
and sure, I need Homeboy's hat right now, but I might need it again when he asks for it back. So we'll burn that bridge when we get there.
You don't know how tough of a wizard.
I don't. You're right.
You will find.
We'll see what happens once we get.
You got more snacks.
Back.
What's
the
snacks at?
To
let's just say he made a lot of these things himself.
Let's go take care of homegirl and then we'll worry about.
Alright.
Well, I don't want the girl with that, so I'm ready to go save her.
That's so nice.
Although you do want that Earthstone.
You're so nice. Alright, let's head out. We're gonna meet somebody at the gates. Who are we meeting?
The father.
What was his name again?
Bill.
Bill? William!
I really hope you guys are not expecting super flamboyant names from me.
Oh, no,
not.
Roland is about the most artistic I've gotten. So.
It is, man, Roland. I like Jeffrey, man.
Yeah, I like that, too. Man.
I like Jeffrey. All
right.
I like William.
Whatevs, okay.
All right. Bill was supposed to meet us here with some goodies, right?
So
oh, no, the deputy. All right, the deputy gave us our goodies.
Yeah.
Deputy mayor. Why was Bill meeting us here?
Well, just to go over what you got, like the instructions you got. You guys have to.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
So Styles can sniff stuff.
All right.
Yeah, he brought.
Bam. I couldn't help myself.
He brought some of Martha's climbing rope, which he.
All right.
She's quite an avid climber. All right, so here's this. If you think it'll help.
Yeah, let Styles sniff it out.
Well, he's giving it to you to take away.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Awesome.
She's rather attached to that, so we kind of need it back.
All right.
And also, it's rope. It's not even that expensive anyway.
No problem.
Okay.
We'll be back as soon as we can. With your daughter alive or any other way we may find her.
You're just the worst.
Yeah. You're a dick.
What do you mean? I'm just keeping it real, man.
All
right. I'm just keeping it real, Bill.
Please bring her back alive.
We're going to do our best, Bill.
Keeping it real, Bill.
All right. Peter sucks.
Seriously, what a dick. If she's alive, she'll be a whatevs.
Yeah, you're bordering.
Not that we care.
I'm just preparing him for the worst.
Not
man.
Even I would go that low.
You're like.
The you got that note, damn it.
Alright, so.
Alright, so which direction did Bill tell us that?
I already told Bill I felt terrible for his loss.
Yeah, but you're like,
we're doing our best.
Okay, which
I'm gonna have to start asking you to roll bluff checks on everything you say.
I'm telling the truth. Right. I promise I'm not lying.
Okay, well, just let me know if you're lying. So
I will. I will.
Courtesy.
No, I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
Okay.
I have fullest intention of finding this girl and getting her back.
Right. Okay, so you guys are off then, I guess.
Read the ransom note.
Right.
Specifically, what does it say?
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It says that you need to bring 10,000 gold to the path north outside of the town.
Yeah.
Wearing red hats.
It says to keep walking along the path as soon as you get to the... They have a spotter waiting for you, and they'll signal you and take the gold.
All right.
Does it say anything specific?
This is our plan.
Being like a lone person or like just like
it didn't say.
Okay, cool.
Is there like dirt and shit out here? Is it like a path, like a stone path?
It's like a dirt road, right?
It's like a dirt road.
Cause I can have
mountain pass.
We can have Styles kind of burrow around and get up there.
I have a plan for this.
Oh,
it's
you do?
A large mountain pass.
Yeah. I have some sacks, right? Cause all my stuff is in my donkey pack saddle. Why don't we put the Styles in the bag? And we'll use him for gold. And we'll give him to these guys. As soon as they open the bag, Styles gets them. I'll put on my hat of disguise, my magic hat. And I'll look like Bill. I'll make myself look like Bill. You guys hide out. And when they come up to get the bag, boom.
What if they kill Styles?
Styles take care of himself. He killed more of the goblins than you did.
He fought that one goblin pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
You guys kind of simultaneously killed that last goblin.
Yeah.
So. Not taking anything away from your fighting skills, Druid. Okay, but your animal can take care of itself.
I'm gonna ask Styles if he wants to do it.
Okay.
Styles agrees. I don't think you can talk to him for a few levels.
Gnomes can at will.
You can, however, empathically link with him. Like, you could, if he, like, let's say he sees something approaching and it startles him, you will know that something scary is on the way. What have you done?
No, I dropped this and picked it up, and he said, oh, you only have one left. I was like, go ahead, take it. No, okay.
What a bastard.
Everything's gonna be okay, Bill. Bring back your daughter for burial.
She might be dead, but it's
cool. Yeah, I assume you guys already left, Bill.
Oh, yeah, we have.
No,
we definitely have.
Well, I agree to the plan for now.
What do you think? You guys just lurk in the side of the road, and make your move.
All right.
We're the ones being in all the danger.
Then I guess I'll, we'll move forward like that. I'll, slink through. I kind of
just give me something to kill.
Incidentally, what are you guys wearing?
I'm wearing
wearing like an adventurer's outfit, traveler's outfit.
Okay,
but he has that cap. So.
And I'm gonna put that cap on and look like Bill and what Bill would usually wear, whatever
hat.
I saw him wearing.
Roll a disguise check.
Oh man, is that a 20?
It's not automatic.
No, I know. 19.
That's very good. Nice. You look very convincingly like Bill.
Plus my charisma, so
and
yeah.
And
it's
plus,
over.
And the hat itself gives you a bonus.
Yeah. Mm. And remember, it's a red hat that you're...
Hi, I'm
wearing.
Bill!
That didn't come out too Bill-sounding like, but,
Hi, I'm Bill!
Oh my god.
Is that better?
You know what? There's a good chance I don't even know what he sounds like. So
oh, good, great! Alright, cool.
Because I really don't want to hear you try to do that again.
Alright, so... putting Styles in the sack. Right?
Yep.
Alright.
Okay.
Well, wait, I got one question before we do this.
Incidentally, by the time you guys
Badgers
started off,
like
it was
packs.
Like 9 o'clock at night. As you guys keep going along the road, around midnight, there's a call. Hold it right there!
Perception check.
Go for it.
11.
14.
Nice. 15.
17 for me.
I got 15 plus.
It sounds like it's coming from up above somewhere.
I just stop and look around.
Is there a chance I can, or am I already kind of, did we plan to where we're kind of always, he's walking alone more and we're kind of in the trees, or?
There aren't really a lot of trees.
Any stealthy things around me?
Maybe there's some rocks on the side of the road.
All right. Can I go behind that?
Try for it. Yeah.
I was just counting mine up.
Stealth check.
Yep. 9 with my rank, so that's 9. Wait, 20.
Nice.
You do pretty well.
All right. Cool. So I get behind that.
Okay.
These are
Let's
really
draw
good.
This out.
Yeah.
Awesome!
Oh, this right, is the trash map.
Yeah,
this is a huge trash. I got that first trash.
Awesome.
Oh, that's right. We had.
We might not be able to get through this, depending on what kind of fighting we're getting. Quarter after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll end pretty soon, but we can get through this.
Okay, cool. I just wanted a heads up, just to make sure we want to go over.
Who has to go to work?
My kid gets off school.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. I got a bunch of
very
stuff to do, too.
Very wide path.
All right.
There are some rocks just kind of jutting around on the road here. Oh, over here is where the mountain starts.
Okay.
Your perception check, you were able to see that this guy is kind of up on the side of the mountain looking down upon you.
Okay, so...
What, did I get that with mine, too?
Mm-hmm.
What was yours?
I rolled a 15, and then I have
9.
Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, yeah, you saw him. You did better than him, so yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I guess...
You roll a stealth check, you're behind one of these rocks.
That one there. Alright, and I guess you're kind of on the path?
Yeah, with the donkey.
With the donkey.
And this dude in a bag.
Show me the marching order.
Alright, well, he's in a bag, so...
Okay, alright.
He's in a bag, but... That dude's in a bag, so...
The donkey's this guy. Yes.
Now that'll work.
And,
Donkey!
Then... Christian, are you...
I want to be, like, towards the back.
Hiding?
Background here?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
I guess I'm right there.
You need to be...
You can be behind me.
I'm all stealthed
behind the
out,
rock.
So...
I guess right here.
I'm hiding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, you'd have to...
Roll 20.
20.
Don't blow my cover, dog. You're a half-orc with a bunch of armor on.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, jeez.
They can see your ass.
He's like, hey, I'm not over here. Don't look over here.
Mind.
Essentially, yeah. Between your negative modifiers and all that.
Shit. You should have just been the donkey.
It's all good.
You should have just been the donkey, dude.
Alright, so...
Okay,
anyway.
So the guy shouts down, first of all, tell that dumbass orc that I can see him. Second of all, put the money on the ground and leave.
Not without seeing my daughter first.
We don't have her here, you fool.
Then you have no money. Her life for this money, on this road, on this moment.
We'll bring you the money later. You'll bring us the money now, we'll bring you the girl later.
That's not happening.
Oh, well, I guess I could send you some of her fingers or something.
And no money? We all want to leave here with what we came for.
It's not like I'm losing money.
You can't let that girl go back with
you. Okay, diplomacy check.
Okay.
19.
Ooh,
nice. Plus your...
plus my charisma's 4. 3 plus 1.
All right, make your argument.
That's my argument. We're not leaving without my daughter. And you're not leaving without money unless I'm leaving with my daughter. This road, this moment.
She's not here.
Then we have to all night, sir. All night long.
I guess I can go get her.
Then we wait.
Very well.
Alright, so...
Okay, so he kind of slinks down the mountain side. He had, like, been covering you guys with, like, a bow.
Okay.
So, Ogre, you're gonna keep high. Or half as well just
move out.
He kinda comes down to the bottom here.
But he still hadn't seen you.
Yeah, I'm still.
That's good.
I really wanted him to fall down the mountain.
That would have been awesome.
Damn!
That would have been great. But oh well. Okay.
Oh well, you know.
That's hilarious.
He's still fine.
Alright, so he kind of wanders off down the road.
Alright.
Can we see where he's going?
Perception check.
Perception check. 11.
What do I have?
19.
14.
Oh shit.
I got a 14.
Okay, you guys, you can see him vaguely. You can see him pretty well. You see him kind of trying to slink away. Well, maybe double check. He's, you've got a vague idea of the direction he's going in, but you kind of are starting to lose track of him after a while.
Okay.
So what are you guys going to do?
We wait. I'm waiting. I'm the distraction. I'm waiting.
I'm going to try and stealthily kind of tail him a little bit.
Okay. Well, you kind of lost track. We're going to have to survival check to see.
Okay. So okay. Well, then, first roll.
You find his footprints.
All right, cool. So then, I guess stealth track. 12 plus 9, so... That's
a lot. That's a lot of numbers.
All right, so you managed to stealthily follow him around.
All right.
You find
Am I waiting
trail.
Too?
I mean, you do whatever you want.
You guys do what you want.
Yeah, at this point, we're still loosely a party. I'm still kind of acting on my own motives, honestly.
I don't want to let you go by yourself.
No, that's fine. We're doing right. We're doing just fine.
But then Styles, though. Can't be
No, he's in there. He's in the bag, man. He's in the money bag. He's the bag of money. 16.
Plus your...
Well, you're moving along pretty quietly.
Cool.
Hopefully separate enough for me.
Alright. As you guys are walking along, you just notice that the path curves off. He leaves the main road, his trail does, and it looks like he wandered off.
He would know this, because he's following him.
Yeah, they both are.
Oh, you both are. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
It looks like he went down just one of the off roads, leading through. It's a fairly well worn path. That way, what are you guys gonna do?
So he's going down, like making a turn, say down a path.
You can follow his path pretty well, but he's just heading down the main road. All
right, I'm gonna keep following him. You know, keep a distance. All
right.
Another check, I imagine. Need to
check again to see if he can keep the train.
Yeah.
Six.
And
I'll see if I can.
Would
keep
that
it.
Be keep the trail as in survival?
Yeah.
My wisdom, that'd be 9.
What'd I get? An 8?
What mm-hmm. plus your wisdom?
Plus yeah, your whiz.
I don't know if
4.
You have any ranks.
Yeah, do you have survival ranks?
No, I probably don't.
No. Mm-mm. What was that right there?
Whatever.
It says you have one. He's got it's one rank survival.
You guys are able to vaguely tell that he's heads a pretty far way into this path. He seems to lose the track after a while. As you guys go around, you notice that there are several openings cutting into the mountain here. It looks like this was probably a mining area at one time.
Okay.
Although it doesn't look like it's in much use anymore.
Hmm. So... I mean, we pretty much lost the trail. I mean,
well,
there was a trail. There was a path, and he went somewhere.
You can tell where he's going. There's several footprints along this. There's a bunch
of... Because it's well-worn.
It's well-worn. It looks like no one's been here in a while, but there are a few sets of fresh footprints on this path.
All right.
They all seem to be going in generally the same direction, though. It doesn't look like they were going into different... All
right, ways. Well, then I'll keep following down.
Okay.
Christian?
Yeah. I'm going to follow you. I don't want you to get killed.
All right.
Declane.
After going a little bit further, you need another survival check. All
right.
Did you both need to roll that?
Yes. That would be 16.
Well, let's see if you guys can find it.
16.
You got a 20?
Yeah, he got a 20 with perks.
Christian's able to find the path pretty well. In fact, it seems there's kind of a downward slope leading into a somewhat larger mine shaft that they've gone into.
Alright, so.
Okay. You see that? That's all you can see from outside the mine shaft.
So.
Want to go in?
I mean, we've made it this far.
Yeah, we have. I'm down. I hope we don't get ambushed, though.
I'm not saying anything. I'm up here in the road, waiting on you guys.
Can I do a perception in general area, see if I can tell anything else is there?
Yeah.
Plus, that's not very good. So that's 13.
That's not terrible, though.
And I'll roll a perception check.
Oh, I forgot to ask you guys to keep rolling your stealth checks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Damn you! 14.
That's good.
15. 13 for me.
Yeah.
So 15 altogether.
That's good. That's not bad.
Yeah. Alright, so what was your perception?
It was 14, 15 altogether.
Yeah. That's right.
For perception.
Yeah.
Then you have.
No, wait, my perception is 10.
Yeah, perception modifier is at least 4.
What's up?
No. It is. No. There we go. No, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
That's three quarters of a point. Four, 2, 3, 13. So yeah, 13, I guess, is what you got. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Can we do detect magic as well?
You can do it whenever you want.
Yeah.
You can roll for detect magic.
You have to tell me a specific target, though. Well, actually, okay, detect magic shoots out a cone.
Yeah, just going out.
He could do towards, like...
You have that spell?
If you get a hit on detect magic, you have to concentrate on it for several rounds.
Yeah, read magic and detect. You have it both. Okay, yeah.
Detect away, man. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh,
I didn't detect that damn thing.
Wait, what? You don't have to roll for detect.
Yeah, you don't have to roll for detect. Oh. I thought you was rolling the stealth or something.
No.
But yeah, so detect.
You don't see anything better.
Okay, right. Cool. Just make sure.
The question now is, do we go into the cave or not? Or the mine shaft thing?
I kind of want to go in, see how many we can see if how many are in there. Because we know it's more than one.
Mm-hmm. Or we could
report back.
Or is there anything that we could honestly kind of hide around in the cave mouth? Like, is there more rocks and stuff like that?
There's rocks.
Make them more.
You could probably have as much success doing that as you did.
Okay.
With the rocks on the side of the road.
Well then, I might say we should wait. I mean, that way we could tail them back and flank them back around on the way back if anything sketchy happens.
Okay.
We're all waiting.
Okay.
Well, stealth,
they're waiting at the mouth of the mine. We're waiting in the street, or in the dirt path.
12.
Shit, boss. Redeem
yourself. 16 plus what you're...
Nice.
My dex is... 3.
Alright, so 19. He's actually doing better than me.
Alright, so you guys are waiting there at the foot of the cave?
Yeah.
So you come back.
Find some rocks or whatever, seeing if they come back.
Okay, after a while, you two see a band of, there's about 5 guys come out of the cave.
Is there a girl?
Perception chart.
Remember to count.
God damn it!
Neither one of y'all, man.
Well,
there's a small figure with a hood over its head.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So a small figure with a hood over its head.
So right. That's 4 people and then one with the hood on.
Okay.
The girl with the hood gets a 20.
Yeah.
She's like, she hears something out of the corner of the...
One of the guys, as he comes out of the cave, he takes a quick look around, and he sees you. What the hell do you think you're doing here?
You're fucking us.
Well, fuck you! They run back in the cave. The guy, who saw you, he kind of takes out his longbow as he walks backwards and he shoots one in your direction. Deals off, bitches!
Kind of throw a shuriken at him.
What?
Kind of throw a shuriken at him.
No, because you're flat-footed.
Yeah.
Alright, so he shoots an arrow at you.
Alright.
We just fucked this whole thing up.
No, you didn't. One bad high check isn't going to mess everything up.
So be the...
I think they're gonna make it.
All
right. I think we should go back to town and look for that other crystal.
Let's do that.
All right. You dicks.
All right. He gets you with his longbow.
We work well with each other. We do
for 1 minute. All
right. So I'm going 9.
Excuse me. Do we hear any of the commotion?
Reception checks.
16. Plus my dex.
And can you do a perception check for styles, technically?
Say what?
I can roll a perception
check. Because he's in the bag.
Yeah, I can't do a perception check, but you are empathically linked.
Yeah.
So, oh, shit. Tell
and you're within a mile, so.
You tell Stiles what's up with us, then.
Empathic. He can't give him, specific directions.
Yeah, okay.
Like he can know that there's danger, though.
Okay. And then he knows where you're at.
He's going to bust out the bag.
He can bust out the bag. As you guys, your cover is blown, you guys hear rustling inside of the knapsack.
I'll open it, realizing something went wrong.
Ah, he jumps out. And then he runs runs down the path.
I'll follow him.
Right. He's sniffing for
Deucalion.
Yeah, sniffing after Deucalion.
Okay.
Alright. And he knows your scent pretty well, so he's following it pretty randomly.
Okay, good.
Alright. I'm following the rat. Dirt rat, whatever the hell it is.
We're following
jungle rat.
This guy is
Jonas. Jungle rat.
Okay.
Right, so at that time, what do we do in the meantime? Because
they ran back into
Because
they're running towards us, but
you guys are running backwards.
Well, we haven't moved yet. I just got hit with an arrow.
Yeah, he didn't hit you though, did he?
He did.
Oh, that's not bad. You'll be all right, man. You'll be all right.
And so we could either wait, or I mean. I don't fully know that you talked to us in orgasmically our length, so... Yeah.
I'll just let that happen to us. I won't even tell you about that one.
Cool.
Alright, so are we waiting, though, or do we run in the cave?
We need to... if we run in there, we're going to get shot in the face. But we need to get in there somehow.
Oh, yeah.
So
I guess we wait for...
wait for him to flute us up and then go in there. But how long is it going to take, though? They could be raping this chick.
Jesus.
I'm sure that's what they're doing with all these guys outside. Hold on a second. We'll be gone in a little bit.
That's terrible.
That is terrible. Why would you even mention that?
You're terrible human beings.
Yeah, man. No. We are terrible people.
Jesse, let's go. I'm ready to go in there at this point.
All right, let's do it.
Run in there.
All right. Run in.
As you guys, it's the two of you run in.
Changing up the map.
This is going to suck.
Changing up the grid
it's
here.
It's going to be a fucking dragon in there.
I don't care about that, man.
I'm not going to have a dragon.
Yeah, at first level, yeah.
Are we ever going to fight undeads?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be fun. At some point, maybe.
Giant spiders would suck, too.
They're all in D&D.
Yeah.
As we look in.
The walking D&D.
There's a couple of overturned mine cart, and that's about as far as you can see.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so we are... Where is our dude?
What was your dude?
This, I think I was using that guy.
Yeah.
And then... What was that? Oh, no. Not though.
Here we are.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you two would be further down, wouldn't you?
Perception check. All
right, perception. Jesus.
Don't really see him.
Six.
Damn.
Yeah.
Don't see shit.
Alright, so.
Alright. You guys walk into the cave?
Yeah, I guess we walk in.
Oh no.
As you go through the door, the guy you've been dealing with the whole time pops up over this minecart and lops an arrow at you. And you're flat-footed, so what's your AC minus your dex?
So 16 minus the dex.
Oh, we actually have it written. What's it? 12?
Oh, 12, yeah. Oh, I totally have it. Yeah. I did it. Yeah.
Hits.
Shit.
Well, he might not do much damage. He only did one damage to me.
Yeah.
Okay, he did three.
Right, that's three damage to you.
Awesome.
You get, plugged in the arm. Yeah, I love
it. What kind of armor do you guys?
Hey,
Gomes.
Gomes, what kind of armor you got? Huh? No, you don't have no armor? You're not wearing leather or anything?
I may have leather.
What else?
Are you talking about you who has
so, to... you got plugged, and now you guys need to roll for initiative.
Okay. No, I have a leather armor.
You're going last.
What's your dex?
Well, I'm obviously going first, so it doesn't matter. So I got 14.
Well, my initiative is 5.
I ain't going to play. Six,
but...
Alright.
My initiative's a what, 2? No, that's intelligence. I can't read.
It's your dex modifier.
3.
I mean, I missed no knights.
Oh, I got 6.
Technically,
alright. Actually, not going last then.
We weren't doing that.
Christian, go first.
Okay. He plugged me in the arm. I'm gonna actually try to call an animal companion again.
Oh. You can't.
Oh, because we're in a cave.
You haven't rested. You don't have any spells.
Shit.
I don't know why the hell you guys ran off without taking a damn sleep. I honestly don't.
We're listening to fucking the bard, man. We messed up. That's okay. I can't cast anything then, because I cast it 2 last time, right?
You're out.
Yeah. Do I have level 0 spells?
You have plenty, but I don't think any of them do.
Nah, none of them really. No, hook me up. All right.
Can't summon shit.
Well, I guess I'm gonna move.
Cast some.
Man, that's about to suck. I'm gonna. So there's one right here, right?
Yeah.
How many steps would that be?
I don't know.
He doesn't even. It was a kidnapping. There was no time.
Because he used it last.
There was no bloody time.
They expected him to come tomorrow.
Oh well. We were on our way.
That was smart, wasn't it?
Don't let me get too excited.
See, while I was arguing with him, nobody backed me up.
That's cool.
No, I did.
No, you kind of did, yeah. Alright, well anyway, the only thing we can do is really move up. He's got a bow, he's going to keep plugging us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move up.
Alright, so move here.
I need to roll for that?
No.
Yeah,
oh no, it's just for the moment. How many can I move up?
Six.
So right here then?
Well, do we each have a
song on there?
There's a folder in there with some music on
it. Okay.
When you land right here, make a reflex save.
Oh, okay. Well, I can find some music then, dude. Okay. I'll find something on there.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, good. The ground starts to slip from underneath your feet, but you have a good reflex save, so you jump to the side, and it looks like the whatever you were saying just collapses underneath.
Superhero music.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Just type in.
That's the end of your move, but.
All right, so I'll have to jump over that pretty much if I.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, then.
Duck, duck.
So I know that guy's there, right?
Yep.
Alright, so I guess I'm gonna go 1, 2. I guess I have to. How are we gonna count the jump? Like a acrobatic?
Yeah, let's do acrobatics.
Alright.
Yeah,
you gotta go soon, right?
Alright, which is 6 plus 9, so 15.
You make it over.
Alright, so how will we count that in movement?
Since you've managed to make a decent acrobatics check, we'll just say it was part of your stride.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4 then? If we count that, and then 5 and 6.
As you walk into this space, a guy behind that minecart takes a swing at you.
Okay.
Oh no.
He misses horribly.
Oh.
But does not drop his weapon very well. He does a great job missing. Okay. I rolled a 1 and then a 20.
Okay. Wow.
Like, ah, no!
Yeah.
Oh, you now see that there's a dwarf hiding behind that minecart.
Oh, wow, this is a perfect thing to hide behind there, isn't it?
Yep.
Which,
can we roll perception to see if we can see anybody else in there?
Sure.
Okay.
I would like to do it. Right?
On your turn.
On my turn, okay.
And now we know
I got a wrap. There.
Yeah.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
Do you know where we are?
Oh.
In this?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know where we are in this.
Okay.
I'll also just take a picture.
That's good too. Alright, so it looks like we're stopping for today.
Cool.
Alright, geeks and gamers, that's it for this episode of Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. You could tell there by listening at the end that we had reached the end of our very first sit-down session of the game, and we had a blast doing this. If you're interested in getting into your own PnP RPG, Pathfinder, Dungeons & Dragons, any of the others out there, definitely check out your local comic book or hobby shop. There's always someone in there ready to point you in the right direction and get you hooked up with the crew. As always, like, share, comment on our content, this podcast. Let us know what you think. And check us out on OutrightGeekery.com. That is our social hub for this podcast, a couple others, bunches of videos, reviews, previews, all kinds of geek-related news. Until next time, geeks and gamers, enjoy the game.